Blog Talk Radio.
We keep your power, oh God. Oh, we keep you, God.
and openness. Yeah. Oh, mama. Oh, we are honoring you. Oh, yeah, yeah. For I can cover. Oh, we are under your hand. Oh, rain on the people we are. Oh, rain on us. We keep your power, oh God. Oh, we keep you, God. We know your revival, Jesus. Oh, where the Lord shall be revealed, where the saints shall fall. We are under an open heaven. We are under an open heaven. Where the power shall flow, where the ground shall be stable. Yeah, we are under an open heaven. Yeah, we are under an open heaven. Oh, we are under
Yeah. Where the same Oh, my God. Thank you. Oh, glory to God. Oh, you're Thank you. Rain on Hallelujah. So I'm not wondering about the brother not working preach. because I know this man of God. Hallelujah. He's going to preach Jesus. He's going to preach Jesus. And he'll crucify. But I'm glad to be here tonight in the presence of the Lord. Wanted to be here last night. Hallelujah. I do apologize for that, but God knows. Hallelujah. And I heard you mention say the devil tried. But he said, oh, you're the praise God. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh, I feel good tonight. Because I'm in the presence of the Lord. I don't believe I'm going to leave the same way I came. Hallelujah, somebody. Let me honor the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he made it possible that we all can sit here tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a liberty tonight in Christ Jesus. I do honor my leaders tonight, the EPC Nation, and honor the man of God, the evangelist, the bishop tonight, man of God. Hallelujah. That I know love Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't have a doubt about that. I heard you say, I know he's a man of God. True. The real man of God. I honor Bishop Mortimer tonight and the woman of God by his side. I honor the prophet tonight and all the pastors, Minister Bradley tonight, Minister Faison, honor the Lord and my wife tonight. Hallelujah. I need y'all to get excited for Jesus. Yes. Yes. The devil's on a rampage. He's trying to establish his kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I just believe the righteous. Hallelujah. I believe those who love Jesus don't tear up his kingdom down. Jesus said, I came to destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah, somebody. My God, every preacher ought to be excited for this time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh, give the Lord praise tonight. God's going to do it tonight. Whatever you came, whatever you did from the Lord, God will do it tonight. That is my faith. That is my confidence. Hallelujah. That I will receive from the Lord for what I came for tonight. I'm glad to be on holy ground. And when you hear God sanctify these grounds tonight, I'm going to shut up tonight. But I'm excited for what the Lord is doing in his power. And for those who will stand on truth, and won't take down to the government. Everything they're trying to accept. But they will stand in holiness. They will stand in truth and declare the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. This last verse, he said, to every preacher, it's time now what? To lift up your voice like a trumpet and sound the alarm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And show this word. Hallelujah. That's it. I greet you in the name of Jesus from the open door, evangelist Pentecostal Church. And I do thank God for Bishop Peter tonight, the pastor of the open door, evangelist Pentecostal Church. I honor you in Jesus' name tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on and clap those hands on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just trying to help you get ready. Amen. Hallelujah. Ready for a move of God. Hallelujah. Ready for what God is about to do in your lives on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, amen, Jesus, we want to be blessed in song. Amen. By the woman of God. We want to ask her to come back. She blessed us so beautifully on the other night. Amen. If you would, come on tonight and bless. Amen, Jesus. Let us pray with her, amen, as she comes. Amen. Glory be to God.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. I'm so glad to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. I just thank the Lord for being here. How many know that when you're in Christ Jesus, you are safe? Amen. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Lord shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. Because the Lord is my shepherd, have everything I need. He let me rest in the meadow grass beside the quiet stream. Here it goes, my family rest, and he helps me do what I'm missing the most. That's why I'm safe. I'm so safe. That's why I'm safe. I'm safe in his arms. I'm gonna say that one more time. Because the Lord, he is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He lets me rest in the meadow grass, and he leads me beside the quiet stream. He restores my failing health, and he helps me to do what honors him the most. That's why I'm safe. I'm so safe. That's why I'm safe.
Glory to God. Well, now it's time for the word of God. Glory to God. Come on and clap those hands. Somebody ought to get excited.
Hallelujah. It's time for the word. Hallelujah. Put the cups out. Put the plates out. Amen. Whatever you need. Put the tubs out. Put the barrels out. Amen. Glory to God, because the Lord is going to fill them on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. As you said, something good is happening to you on tonight. Glory to God. Just want to tell you a little bit about our speaker on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Jesus, Bishop Frank Mortimer. He was born in Cat Island, Bahamas on December the 26th. Bishop has been married to Evangelist Sandra Mortimer. Glory to God. Come in and clap your hands for 42 years. 42 years, people of God. Amen. They are the proud parents of 6 children and 12 grandchildren. Bishop was saved at an early age of 12. Later on in his walk with God, he was called to ministry, where he began his ministry by preaching on the streets of Freeport, then Nassau and Exuma in Freeport. Amen. Glory be to God. And that other one, Eleuthera. Amen. Glory to God. And many other isles. Amen. There in Bahamas. He held many revivals throughout these islands, people of God. Many souls were set free from the bondage of sin and received Christ in their hearts. Somebody clap your hands for that. Glory to God. He later moved to the United States, where he continued to preach the gospel from Florida, New York, Philadelphia, Alabama, and many other places, including Texas and Atlanta, Georgia. Bishop Mortimer and his wife have a deep love for souls and believe solely in the power of God to heal and to make whole those that have been bruised, those that are broken. Glory to God. They truly believe, people of God, in the unity in the body of Christ. And tonight, people of God, we ask that you stand all over this place. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Come on and stand on tonight and receive God's messenger on tonight, the word of God. Amen, by his messenger. Come on and clap your hands and receive Bishop Frank Mortimer.
Bow your head. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, where's my mouth? Talk that which will come up will be for those that are here and those that are under the sound of this speaker, the voice. We thank you now. And we bless you. Bind the will of the enemy, bring his work to naught. Cover us with your blood. Hide us behind the cross. In Jesus' name, somebody say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
You may be seated. I thank God for my leaders, and appreciate God for them. Dr. Huggins, Mrs. Painter, appreciate God for the body of bishops, for every one of them in their respective places. I am so grateful. Amen. Tonight, I thank God for the pastors that were supporting me. Thank God for Bridget. Yes. And we appreciate I'm Colin. First Lady Colin, we appreciate God for it. Thank God for my fellow brother in the gospel. Thank God for the prophet. The prophet. Pastor Williams. We appreciate God for him and his wife. We thank God for Minister Thomas, Pastor Wright. Amen. That are here. We thank God, amen, for that's our song, boy. We found her. She came riding up on the ground before. And I don't know, I told her, you just look like you can sing. And I mean, we had a singing. Well, praise God for it. Thank God for all of you in your respective places. Appreciate God. Amen. For the man of God and his wife coming back. Amen. I thank God. Amen. For Thomas and his wife. We're so grateful to have you here, Mr. Bryson. Ms. Bradley. And my queen. Queen Mortimer. Amen. I don't know about you, but I've come to give God praise. So you can either, for a minute I'm going to get here. I want to pray. God, I praise you. Yeah, I'll do this by myself. God, I praise you. God, I magnify your name. Holy One of Israel, thank you. Thank you for sparing my life. Thank you. I need somebody just with a thank you. Somebody that got something on the inside that when you say thank you, Jesus, you know where he brought you from. So I don't know about you, but I got a thank you down on the end that is saying thank you, Lord. Thank you. Ah, thank you. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul. Gotta shout. Gotta pray. Gotta lift it up high. Gotta stop it up feet. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Well, I feel him right now. He's coming. He's already here. Tell somebody he's already here. He's here to meet your needs. I say he's here. What's his name? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What a wonderful Jesus. What a great God. What a strong thundering King. Hallelujah. Oh yes, he has been good. He has been good. I say he has been good. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my healer. I don't know about you, but I was sitting down and I just had to get a little steam on. He had been too good to me, Sister Thomas. I just had to do it. I mean, I almost feel like leaping for joy. For the joy of the Lord is my one. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on. Wave those hands. Yes, wave it. Hallelujah. Somebody just shout hallelujah. You know, just get going and give him that praise. Oh, yeah. That highest praise. I'm gonna do this again tonight, and this is the night of first time. Well, we've been doing that every night, huh? Yes. Okay.
And so, just for a little while, I'm gonna calm down. I don't try to be a town because I can't handle that. I know some of you don't like town, folks, but you gotta get town sometimes. Amen.
Don't have to talk.
Yeah.
The atmosphere just changed.
change. I'm talking about the natural now. Hallelujah, somebody. Do you understand that? So then if we can come together and learn how to unite, how much more if we have a relationship with God? If I want to be blunt, I'd just tell you right now, God will have, God will make love to you. And we are not talking kind of this. The type of love that he'll have will take line out your mouth. The type of relationship will have will cause you not to gossip. Cause you not to talk about your neighbor. Criticize one another. But it will cause you to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Come on, somebody. He wants to love. Brother, he won't have a relationship with you. Glory to God that he guides you going out and you're coming in. He helps you make decisions. Natural and spiritual. So whatever you do in words or deeds, you got to do it in the name of Jesus. So you get to a place where you have that relationship. I want to say some more. All y'all going in here. So many things happen over the TV. But Minister Thomas, if you have somebody that know how to love, the desire that will be will grow like a magnet. Two people learn how to love each other. But let me tell you something. The love of God is great. The love of God is more powerful. The love of God will straighten out every crooked thing in your life. We were talking about Cindy the other night, and I got to hear somebody because I didn't go as far as I go, and it says to me, just talking. And the congregation, I have to use the, even though being an evangelist, I got to learn how to use the air of the prophet. You might not understand me. I could talk to this lady right here over this what? Microphone, and everyone of you in here hear me. So if I'm in God and he is in God the prophet, any one of the prophets I was in God and God is talking to them, and I'm alert. If you are alert, you can get what God is saying for the hour. Someone was saying, you're talking about, you know, you can live free from sin, man. You can't say you don't have no sin.
Come on, man.
Because if you do that, you make God a liar. And then, man, I always look the word up, but I have to look that up again. And you hold it. You have that mic. And you have, if you deal with the noun, if you deal with the changing of it, it can go two ways. It can go somewhere where you have it, and it can go where you have it. It's like you had it. But it's the word, I have. I have done it yesterday. It's not that it is God that forgive my sin 40 years ago. It doesn't mean I have came through some process now. Glory to God, and he might still working on me. But you cannot change the word when he says that you have dominion over sin.
All right.
See? So being in a relationship with God will cause you not to want to do anything to displease him. If you love somebody, you don't want to displease. I I mean, even in the natural, I love my wife, and there sometimes that there are things I might do contrary a little bit, and she gets mad. You know what I do? I withdraw myself a little bit. And sometimes I tell her, I'm sorry, even when she is wrong, just for she to calm down. Well, some of y'all preachers been around for a long time. Tones on red, you understand what I'm saying? We will talk about the issue, but I'm going to wait till the cool of the evening. And there are a lot of people says, you know, in relationships, you got to learn how to handle stuff, because that stuff can hinder you too from being close to God. Paul had to be talking about husband and wife, and then jump in and say, man, I ain't never talking about husband and wife. I'm talking about the church. There got to be a oneness with you and God. The part that I want to go into, and I know it's tough, and I was dealing with this because this was a struggle most of my life. And he said to me, he said, not only that I want to do this stuff and have a relationship with you in your spirit. You understand? But I want you to kill that flesh. See, you can't love God and the world at the same time. But if you can what? Has a relationship with God. You can do the things which seems impossible. See, the secret place of the Most High, telling you somebody, even the devil looking for you and can't find you. Not if you're in a secret place, you're in a hiding place. You're in a place where the devil just can't get a hold of you. Secret place. I didn't really get something to make you happy, because if I do that, I'll stay home. I love you, and the Lord love you, but he got some stuff and some laws that he put down, and he expects you to go with it. And most of you, if I would ask you to say, right, I mean, all of you would say that. I just learned that now, so ain't no need of me just try to go here to preach to them. We had some folks who were unsaved the other night. That they got, we can get them back here tonight, but we will get them. Hallelujah, somebody, because we got their number. Hallelujah, somebody. You understand? But we know one thing. Having a relationship with God means denying oneself. I want to do it, but I can't. It's all in me. It's my desire to do it, but I can't. You understand? There's something got to be in you to teach you. I've met somebody, just look at somebody next to you and say, God is a teacher. God is a teacher. He'll talk. Man, glory to God. He'll put. Paul said, I'm a prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are the things I desire to do, but I deny it just because I want to please it. I'm going to stay and dwell right here. You understand? Sometimes because of circumstances, you find that stuff even in your flesh. You see? But knowing who you are and knowing whose you are, hallelujah, somebody, you reach out. I almost say you reach out, but you reach in. The great is he that is in you, than he that's in the world. It taught you to do the things that you couldn't do. I find myself being patient with some stuff that I would have just jumped on out of this pool. And then
find myself repenting. Now, see, y'all been there. If you really want to be honest, you've been there. There are some times you miss and say things that you didn't intend to say, all because of the lack of the relationship, the lack of praise, the lack of fasting. I don't know about you, but I heard one song where it said, I just don't pray enough.
No, that's right.
I just don't love my neighbor like I should enough.
Yes.
But when I stop and think about all he's done for me, how can I help but pray? Hey, the Lord. That relationship, got mixed up just for a minute. But I want to tell you something, man. Having a relationship with God. Days it can be all around. Listen to this. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I told somebody that's just in the shadow. But watch this. He says, David says, I will say of the Lord. See, I'm going to testify because I had some experience. How many of you had some experience? How many of you just get up and testify? I know sometimes y'all don't feel like testifying, but listen, let me tell you something. Every time you get an opportunity, you should tell it. Somebody might have needed what you went through. He says, I will serve the Lord. He is my refuge, my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. I love all of you out there. I love all of you offerings. But I'm going to tell you now, I'm going to trust within you. You understand? I'm not going to trust that flesh. I pray for that flesh. Come on, somebody. We got to get the unity with the flesh. We got to pray for the word. Flesh. But if you understand the word of God, good. Then you know if great is he that is in you, it can take care of the outside. I told somebody I can't see your love inside. Love is what it does. Come on. And so if somebody says show some love is not just hugging sometimes. I mean, you could help somebody, and they would really need somebody then at that time. Come on, somebody. But if you're talking about helping somebody.
Yes.
David testified and said, man, he is my refuge. In other words, I can hide in him. And I can trust him. And when you trust him good enough, if you can find two people trust each other and trust the God in each other, you will find out that we will soon defeat the outer man. Because the inner man gets renewed day by day. We get strength day by day. Come on, somebody. I told the enemy, if you can stay where you want to, but I'm moving. Hallelujah, somebody. I say, if you want to follow me, you're going to follow me straight up in God, because that's where I'm going. Tell somebody, I'm headed. I'm headed. In the God.
Yes.
Better run.
Yes.
That's the safest place in the whole Bible. Glory to God. I love that. Now watch this. David says, not only that I could trust him, this is past
Because he said, not only can that I can trust him, but I had some experience with him that surely, without a doubt, I can tell you right now, he shall deliver thee from the snare of the Father. And I don't tell you that the devil has a trap for you. The devil is trying to get you. Any one of you that name the name of Jesus Christ, the devil is on your track. He's trying to get you every turn you turn. Everything you do, he's trying to discourage you. But I want to tell you tonight, David said, surely he shall deliver you. Whatever you're going through, whatever your situation is, surely. Oh, in other words, he said, I have confidence. If you trust it, you can ask what you will. You can ask anything according to his will. And if you know that he hears you, see, you better have confidence to know and have confidence in your prayer as a woman of God, as a man of God, as a child of God. Hallelujah, somebody. And if you have that confidence, you know he hears you. Then you have it. Tell somebody, you have that petition that you asked of him. Somebody ought to get in the action. Somebody ought to get you some confidence and ask tonight. Your need will be met. Surely, he shall deliver from the foul. See? And from is the snare of the Father. And from the noise, some pestilence. I gotta say something about that.
Where's it going? All right.
Something that the enemy has brought upon you. Brothers and sisters, sometimes it's just the mindset. Surely, some things that make you sick is because you say you're sick. I used to complain about my pain, claim about the way I feel. I used to complain that I have this and I have that. I start saying, because words have life. Life and death is in that tongue. See? And if you can believe, you can say, I am healed. Jeremiah 17:14, he says, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Mm-hmm. You can't tell us. I said, I'm healed, I'm healed. Things used to bother me. I'm telling you, just a month ago, it's not here anymore. Why? Because God moved. You see what happened to you? When you get prayed for, you went to the doctor, and what happened? They couldn't find you. Come on. Do you understand what I'm saying? And all we did was just pray. The prayer of what? Faith. We couldn't heal a healing his head, but there was a power in the created word. So if we learn how to speak life, life will come. Hallelujah, somebody. Healing will come. Deliverance will come. Money will come. All your needs will be supplied. He promised to supply all of your needs. Can I go further? Not only that he will supply your needs, but he'll give you the desire of your heart. Listen, I find out there's a whole lot of people telling me, or I heard, that is saying I'm trying to be somebody else. I'm not trying to be somebody else. I'm trying to be me. Because ain't nobody can beat me being me. I can do it, and I don't fake it. You can do you, and you don't work. Fake it. The noise. Sickness. Right here, about 5:36, I got a message coming in, and it says on the news, they just say that there's a breakout of COVID again in China. Got a lot of people coming across here. Do you understand what I'm saying? The CDC and the government had already said that we don't have to do it anymore. So they take us off it. But all I want to say to you is be careful.
All right.
Under his wing, you got to trust. Somebody got to get under the wing and just trust. Hallelujah, somebody. Don't fake it. Get under there. Run into it. See? So the noise is coming and it puts fear in the hearts of people. Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. If somebody's doing, if somebody dies from it, you know anything, it puts fear in the hearts. But I think this scripture is going to tell you something just a little bit. Down the road. He shall cover thee with his feathers. And under his wings. That's what a chick does. Many of you, I don't know if you ever raised chickens, but where I come from, they raise a lot of chickens. And boy, those chickens might be nice and everything, but if you go to mess with them, they'll finish. They put them under the wings and try to do it, and that's what God is doing with you. He's put you under the wings. And he's saying, I want to protect you. But you got to stay here. You know, there's somebody say, God, you know, we are in his hand, and no one can pluck you up. No one can pluck you up, but you can walk out. Don't walk out, brothers and sisters. Stay. Stay, I say. It's time to stay. Look around you and see the sign of the time. It's time to stay. Now watch this. He says, under the wings shall you trust. Why he would tell you to trust there? Because if people don't trust, they try to get out. You see what I'm saying? But if you're staying under the wings, you ain't getting nowhere. You're going to just be protected, because if anything come in, he protects you. See? Shall be your shield. I said the truth of God shall be your shield. If you trust him and you keep under that word, wings, you're going to find out that his truth should be your shield and button. And right here, he says, all that noise, he said, thou shalt not be what? Afraid for the terror. I don't care about the scare. I don't care about what the devil's trying to scare you with. He says, be not afraid. God has not given you the spirit of fear. Somebody got that confidence out there. Somebody got that strong mind. Don't let go of it. Come on, stay right there. Listen, it's something that we need to learn and know. Watch this. I have to just do this. But thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night. No. It robs you of really what God wants you to do. The terror does that. Steals fear into you. Sometimes God tells you to do something and you can know he's tucking on you and you do it. Sometimes you can sit in your seat and you know what God is saying for you and you'll stay right there and don't receive it. Let it pass you by. It's a terror that makes you baffled.
Holy Ghost.
In the nighttime, darkness. People even fear of darkness. Some people are. And the arrow that flyeth by day is a terror at night. And just waiting for the day for you to come out and with that fear. And an arrow come out.
My God.
The daylight. Meaning, if someone going to shoot, you, even theirs and stuff, they shoot them with arrows and stuff. And most of them, if they shoot them with that, it got to be some kind of light.
Amen. Come on.
The arrow that pierced. You rejoicing in the Lord, Sister Thomas, and somebody come right there and say something to provoke you. You can understand what's going on. See, what the enemy is trying to do is provoke you.
Yes.
So he pierced you in your spirit. Folks get angry. And stuff because they're there. Watch what David says about this stuff. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror or the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh right in the heat of the day, nor the destruction that raises a thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee if you trust, if you stay, if you dwell. Hallelujah, somebody. You got to know who you are. Look at somebody and say, I am an overcomer. I'm the head and not the tail. Come on, somebody. Knowing who you are. You are not just a conqueror. Tell somebody, I am more than a conqueror. That's who I am. Man. Seventh verse says, and 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh me. Tell somebody, these stuff are not coming nigh me. And if it's on me, he's going to get off. Only with that eye shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Mm-hmm. Those who try to do what they want to do to me. And as long as I know God got my back, I'm leaving the fight up to him. Tell somebody, say, I'm leaving the fight to him. Because the wicked gonna fall. he didn't say, by my right hand, right beside, in other words. It says, it shall fall by thy side. He didn't say you're going to knock it down either. So you got to just allow God to do it. Patient enough to wait on the result. And tonight, where it says the reason why I do it, because thou hast made the law, which is what? The Most High. Hallelujah, somebody. The Most High. So this is what we got to do. Somebody give him a praise right here. Give him a praise. Oh, magnify the Lord here. Just for a minute. Because you have made him testimony, I've made this few years ago, few months ago, wherever you have made it, you have made what? The Lord your refuge. Even the Most High. Your inner. Your place that you're going to stay. My habitation. My living quarters. All the days of my life, David says, I'm going to be right here in his house. Okay. See, my house don't have it like it is. And when he was talking about my house, he was talking natural, and that was spiritual. He was talking about the temple. You see what I'm saying? You could take it that way. Come on. And understand. In his house. I'm in him. Living in him. Glory to God. And not only that, I live in him. Like I told you the other night, I also have a living Christ. Tell somebody, he's living in. He's a living Christ. He moves in. How many of you allow him to open? You just open the door of your heart and you let him in. So declare to somebody and tell them, I am a living Christ. Oh, yeah, he's living. He lives today. Christ Jesus lives. Hallelujah, somebody. As long as he lives. Because he can't die. He got my back. He got your back. Got your sister back. Got your mama back. I'm going to almost leave. There shall no evil befall thee. I believe. Did you say something? There is no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Now, I need some warning for you.
Yes.
You see, a lot of stuff been coming nigh our dwelling. Sickness.
Mighty God.
They're coming nigh. Sick. These things are not coming nigh, they come in. But he says that if we can dwell, it won't even come nigh our dwelling. And I look at myself before I preach to y'all right now. I look at myself to see when I says, my God. Then, Bishop, I'm not there. So I've got to press my way. Because I see there is a secret place in God. Now, I can feel me going there. I can feel me pressing my way. Come on, somebody. Tell them, say, press away. Because the enemy is trying to keep us from it. But get to that relationship. Get to that place in God where sickness will not even come nigh your dwelling. Hey, sickness has bothered me. Sickness will bother you. But if it's bothering you, I'm telling you, there's a place in God where it can't come not in you. It can't come nigh you. And I just thought it escaped and came in me. So there's something for me to do.
Come on now.
Show me the way.
Yes.
Teach me how.
Yes.
And I heard him say that these can come by fasting and praying. I need some praying folks in this hour. Too many things are happening. Too many changes around. Glory to God. See this? I to be with her. I said, Lord, it shall not come nigh my dwelling. Man, one time the high blood pressure were there. One time the diabetes were there. You understand? And I declare myself that I will speak against it every day. I have the power. I have the life that is in my mouth. The word that is not even in your mouth, when you get it into your heart, release it. See, the mouth thing is not just going to do it. It's got to get in there. You can say I'm healed as much as you want, but this got to come from the heart. It's got to come from the confidence. Hey, that confidence of the word, grab hold of that. And then when you get it, don't toss it away, because it has faith of reward. Holy, in other words, God wants to reward you just for having confidence in him. Holy, somebody, I don't know about you, but I have confidence in this word. And it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what your condition is. If you trust him, the word is right. I said the word is right. Hallelujah to me. I don't know if you remember the song from old, from way back then where they used to sing this song, because a lot of people, you become complaining about the word, you're saying a lot of stuff, and then all the folks get together and say, well, the word of God is right. Hallelujah to his name. Oh, the word of God is right. Hallelujah to his name. Hallelujah to his name. Oh, the word of God is right. We need to let the devil know that we are not just saying we say. We're not saying we Holy Ghost. I tell him there's every time in life. I says, God, if there's any time in life, I need you more than ever. I don't just need the Holy Ghost. I need a baptism. I need a fire. I need something that burn on everything that is not like God. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Take over the atmosphere. Have your way. Hallelujah, somebody. So the time shows that the word of God is just being fulfilled. See? You better understand that. Mm-hmm. It shall not even come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. And so, I went, Minister Stones, I went to the Sunday of Sound. And I took goodness and mercy. That stuff that follows us, that guides us going out, that angel, goodness and mercy, follows us. Follows us all around. Wherever we go. Hallelujah, somebody. Other than that, we're going to dash our foot against the throne. Other than that, we're going to fall. Other than that, it's going to come in our dwelling. But if we believe the word of God and we stand on the word of God prevails tonight. The word of God is right, and the word of God prevails. I know we're dancing tonight. Watch this. Got a little bit more, and I promise you I quit. Not only that they're going to keep you in all the ways, but he says they shall bear thee up. God give them strength to bear them up in the hand left. He does his foot against the stone. He said, thou shalt tread. We got some words in here. Upon the lion and the apple, the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under the feet. Now, I want to preach right there, but let me pass this a little bit, because just get up off your feet and stop the devil. Hallelujah, somebody. The dragon. This is not the lion of the tribe of Judah. This is the one who fakes. Who's trying to act as if he is.
Yes, yes.
But it's the dragon.
Yes, yes.
And he says, put him under your seat. Glory to God. I'm almost through. Because the reason why he wanted to put the devil under the seat, he says, because he has made his love, or he has set his love. This, the reason a lot of us are not concerned, the reason a lot of things doesn't happen in our life, because he had us covered. He has set his love upon you. God loves you tonight. And he said his love. There's a difference if somebody just put it on it, but he said he set it. See? I mean, I'm a builder. If you really set something, it's reinforced. You see what I'm saying? If you just put it, it don't have to be enforced unless you... Tell somebody, say, he set his love upon me. He had his hand on me from I was a child. That's why a lot of us are here today. And you know why he did it? Because you have known his name. And right there I rejoice. I thank God for my grandmama. I thank God that I had a praying grandmama. Hallelujah, somebody. I had somebody who used to pray. Take us to church every Sunday. Pastor, we don't come from the island. We go to church not because we want to go. We go to church because we had to go. Hallelujah, somebody. They made us go when we were small. When you get on your own, you haven't been able to do it, but they take you to church. Sometimes them little old fellas, now I see them, I ain't going nowhere.
All right, come on, man.
And I could preach that too. It says because we have known his name. Somebody let us know the name Jesus. Somebody let us know that there was power in his name. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, I know his name. His name got power. Tell him I will call on his name. David said, a poor man cried. And God heard him and delivered him out of all his distress, out of all of his problems, out of all of his situations. Take a bite, cry, somebody. God hears your cry. Pastor Williams, I don't know if they're going to understand this, but I was on the bed, and I saw God like he was sitting on his throne. And like he moved forward, and he leaned towards it, and he says, when you get this, tell them to cry. He not just looking down, Minister Thomas. I saw his head turn. I said, he's willing to hear you cry. Tonight I believe that if you cry, God will hear you. If you ask, God will give to you whatever it is. It is the time. Now is the time. Now is the time.
Hallelujah.
I don't know. But I want to pray. I hate diabetes. If anybody got diabetes, you need to come on now. Come on now. Don't let nobody keep you in your seat. Loose where you are. Come. Come on. Bring that high blood pressure here too. Come on. Hallelujah to Jesus. Come on, yes. Oh, Jesus. Come, brother. We, as ministers, look, the tears are going to come in my eyes. You know why? Because he said that we have the power. I'm going to pray for you. I pray for that brother the other night, and you were here, that he came back with a testimony to the doctor and didn't fight. I didn't do it, but God can do it. I'm telling you right now, God is able to do it. We have a prophet here. We have a bishop here. We have a pastor there, and they are going to stretch their hands towards, and we are going to pray. For a minute, give me a hand. I want us to go down this line, laying hands. The Bible says that we can lay hands on the and they shall recover. I decree healing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Heal, I say, in the name of Jesus. Heal it now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Heal. Heal, I say. Heal. Come on. Foxy, you, man of God, you could just grab somebody. Hallelujah. We're going to do this. We're going to do it together. It's here. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we command healing in your body. That blood situation, we command it to go to hell from whence it came. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Be healed. I agree with you that you be healed in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Brother. There's something that I feel that even in your body, you got that, but I'm telling you right now that I believe God to make changes. In days, you're going to see change turn around. When you check it, you're going to see change. In Jesus' name. God did not just send you by. There's no mistake that he sent you by. And this ain't going to be your last time, because I'm coming back to put this tent there. If it wasn't for camp meeting that I'm headed to, we'll be here another 14 days. because God is about to do something in there, and you are one of those. Not only that God's going to heal you, but there's going to be, there's a word in you. You hear what I'm saying? That there's a word in you, and God is about to move for you. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, I give you 10 days, and changes shall come to you. I put her, give me a hand. The Lord comes, give me the other one, to heal you. Yeah. Even though sickness, see, is going to do somebody. But God's going to work on that body. Because someone's on that stuff that is not, we probably have to talk to the doctor for some of you, because it's going to take a process. But I'm telling you, there are going to be witnesses that God touched. Heal. Be healed, I say. The Lord says that you need to draw close, and you understand what I'm talking about. He loves you so much. He has been with you through many situations and brought you up. But tonight, he comes to Lord Jesus. Somebody, I need somebody to just spend a little time with. I need an altar. Somebody, come on, somebody that has saved this God. Look at this. Look at this. Both of them with that arthritis, that thing that went there with all those limbs stuff, they had to pray for that stuff. So when I take that hand, that's what I'm doing right now, God is going to loose that. Ezekiel done already take some low dose aspirin and clear the wound up. Bring it out. That's the way God do it. It takes you a whole lot of time to get up because of your age. But you know something? God told me that he gonna give you life. I speak life to you. In Jesus. Heal him. Yeah, he heal us. I can feel it. I'm going to make it a witness. A lot of those things already get down and mess folks up. Even the other organs start changing in the body because of certain things. But God says that he's here to heal tonight. There's an atmosphere. In other words, I want everybody that can say it when he said, the presence of the Lord is here to heal. I heal you tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Yes, sir. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above. Be healed. He's done. He's done. Ah, you can go. Hallelujah. You. I will talk to you first before I pray.
right there. Mm-hmm. And the type of business, some money coming in. There's gonna be a lot of doors open up. You're gonna sell a whole lot of houses. Yeah? All right. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you will move from the crown of a head to the soul of a beast. Right from the head to the feet. Right from the head to the feet. In Jesus' name. Be healed, I say. Yeah, yeah. She's going to touch some things that turn into gold. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody just worship God right here a little bit for us. Let's go. Says,
tonight because you have come, because you've been in the time. You have joined together with not just one, but two. Hallelujah. Three, four, five. Around you, we decree victory. Hallelujah. We decree victory. It is not over. It is not over, said the Lord of hosts. He sits back worrying about the ministry and worrying about how things are going to do. God says it is safe and it's going to expand, it's going to grow, and you're going to see a difference. And I'm coming back, brother. I'm coming back to you, and we are going to stand together. I'm going to pray, and glory to God, Bishop is going to be along with you, and they're going to be changes. Yes, Peter. Yes, Lord. Yes, Holy Ghost.
I'm going. Tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.
God say you, and if you could believe this, you go right now and believe that he's here in Jesus' name. He's going to bring down them numbers, and the doctor's going to be amazed of what God's going to do. All right? I want to give you something in your hand. It's what my prophet died had given. And he left a prayer, the proper prayer. I want to put it in your hand. I want you to read it every morning to him. Get up there and come here. Get that. Yes. There's a, give me that paper. Amen. Yeah, the whole thing. No, I want the paper thing. And if I don't have none, I'll stand in the house and get some. I thought that I found some in here. Just that.
pray in somebody. Sometimes you don't need to pray in. The man of God, sometimes you don't need it. And was already getting a step down. But I want to tell you something. If the keto diet. You ever heard about that? Okay. You go on the, the body is really young, so you go on it and you get it and you start doing it. It's a guiding thing which it tells you like eat a 12 and then eat a 6 and don't eat nothing else after 6. What I'm going to tell you to do, because the Lord is leading you with that after you speak in my ear, it is to get in the morning light, eat light. And then you eat in the at 12 and at 6 and try not to eat anything till the morning. And they are going to be reduced in your body and they're going to bring change to your body. All right, and since you know about it, y'all get his number, and I want you to keep in contact with me because I want to know your progress, because God is going to work on that. Somebody give him a praise. All right. Listen, it's offering time. They are nice. I think the only time I asked for them was last night. But the Lord had me in the 91st Psalm. And he told me to ask 10 people at least to give $91 if you can. And if you are doing that, you come and touch my hand, there's going to be a change in your finance for making a sacrifice if you can. You can come from wherever you are and do that. Thank you, man of God. Yes, sir. Talk about it. Let us agree. Yes, sir. That's right. All right. Let us agree. In the name of Jesus, for increase. Yes, sir. God already told you that's on the way.
Yes, sir.
You go and sell some houses. Okay, you can come wherever you are, whether you have it or not, whatever you have. Yes, God bless you, man of God. Woman of God, God bless you. And you look for change, all right? And if you can, you make it back in here tomorrow night. All right.
Mortimer, FRANKMORTIMER. Thank you.
Hey, that man right there, the musician, man, I just saw a little bit of your younger days just now. Man, they don't understand where you come from, bro. But God says he's going to start putting some money in your hand like he did in the beginning of time. Yeah.
Man, I feel the heat rays on my head.
Glory to God. Has everybody given?
Okay.
And all right. Just stretch your hand towards this way. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you for the givers. Bless them 30, 40, 50, 60, 100 souls. In Jesus' name, amen. Give him a praise. Come on, give him a praise. Where's she's down there. All right. Well, then. Y'all can stand to your feet. I'm gonna close. I usually do it, but I'm gonna do it. I thank God so much. Let me tell you, Isabel, I wanna let you know I appreciate you. And you, I appreciate y'all for coming out. I mean, and just supporting me. Yes. I don't know if they tell you, but tomorrow at 10 o'clock, but I got it. Okay. All right. We're gonna meet. I'm just gonna believe God. Raise your right hand.
Bishop, if you'd like to dress in our colors on tomorrow night, if you haven't, the color will be red. Red, if you'd like to.
Okay. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you for your wonderful kindness, your tender mercy. Thank you for those who have come. Thank you for those who have received. Thank you for those who have believed. Now, God, as they're about to leave this tent, we pray that you dismiss them from this tent, but not from your presence. Cause your presence to go home with them. Now, may the saving grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Holy One of Israel, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, go with you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And forever.
Thank you, sir.